time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard.
Odds boost, bonus cash, profit boost. Bet Rivers Sportsbook has them all. Bet Rivers gives rewards with every bet. You get to use your bonuses when you want to use them, not when they tell you to. And when you want to use your bonus cash, you don't have to play it through 50 times to convert that bonus into real cash. One-time playthrough is hard to beat, and you've got it at Bet Rivers. Go to Bet Rivers Sportsbook and start earning your rewards today. Sign up now and get up to a $250 match on your first deposit. All bonuses are a one-time playthrough. There's no faster way to turn your bonus cash into real cash. Visit the Bet Rivers Sportsbook today. Must be 21. Playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Playable in New Jersey is Play Sugar House. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
A little bit more here on the NHL, and we're going to talk to Ian Cameron coming up here in a few minutes, get his breakdown of today's games and also series prices. We discussed the Flyers and how many people here in Las Vegas, maybe not, I don't know, they're not really buying them. They think they could be the first team to go out of some of the other really good teams that we have in the NHL, maybe the one or the two seeds, and they thought the series price might be a little bit high. Ed Salmon's over at the Westgate Superbook. He is their leading NHL trader. He said odds right now, like on the future board for the Flyers, way too low to bet.
Yeah,
I'm looking right now, they're 4-1 over at the Westgate. He basically said after the first round, to get through the East, all these teams, it's going to be so tough because everybody's so good. So if you, I would not recommend a play on the Flyers at this point to win the Eastern Conference because of the prices. But if you want to do it, and if you do believe in this team, you got to do the rollover. You got to bet them to beat the Canadiens. And then if, you know, if and when they win that series, roll it over into the second round. And do that until they actually get to the Stanley, right? I mean, 4-1 right now to come out of the East. Come on.
Was there a consensus on anything else? On anything of the four people you asked?
They didn't have anything negative to say about the Golden Knights or Colorado.
I love Colorado.
People love that team.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't see how Arizona scores.
Sherman's got good numbers, by the way. Jeff Sherman, there was a book in town. He got 15-1 on the Golden Knights, 25-1 on Colorado.
To win the cup?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yep.
How about the Blues have a higher series price than Philly?
There you go, yeah. Isn't that crazy?
St. Louis is 220 against Vancouver. The Flyers are 210 against Montreal. Now, that's kooky. Now, it's a big goaltending mismatch in St. Louis-Vancouver, but I give Vancouver credit because Markstrom was talking to the little man on his shoulder. I mean, he did, like, gave up some real bad goals, especially in that last game against the Wild, but they bounced back and they beat them 3 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And they were fantastic. You know, St. Louis struggled at times. The Golden Knights game, I guess they could throw out the Dallas game too. But that's interesting that St. Louis is so heavily priced against Vancouver. That'll be a good series. I think that'll be an entertaining series, but I'm worried about Markstrom and the goaltending.
Sure.
I got the updated first 10 here. Blackhawks, goal in the first 10, 4-0 in the playoffs. Dallas is 3-0. Arizona's 3-1. Calgary's 3-1. And these two teams start their series tomorrow. The Capitals are 3-0, no. And the Islanders are 4-0, no.
All right.
They go head-to-head, so I would expect that whole no goal in the first 10 of that whole Washington series.
Welcome into the program. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, live in Las Vegas, South Point Sportsbook. Mitch Moss, along with Paulie Howard, joined now by noted NHL bettor Ian Cameron. You can always read a lot of his stuff in Point Spread Weekly here at VSiN. Ian, good to talk to you today. How are you, man?
Guys, it's great to be on the show with you. And during a time when the Canada-U.S. borders closed to non-essential travel, it's comforting to know Mitch Moss and Paulie Howard made their way across the border courtesy of Sportsnet 360, coast to coast in this country. Congrats on that and many of the TV deals you've gotten.
Thank you, sir. Much appreciated. We're going to enjoy your time today with us. And let me begin with this. We've been going over the Philadelphia Flyers, their first-round price. And we'll spend more time on the game ones, obviously, in the series prices. But I pointed out how I talked to a lot of people in Las Vegas yesterday, and they said, just not really buying them. 240 is not really the true number. It should probably be like $1.70 to win the series. And I asked if a team at the like a one-seed or a two-seed loses early, who would it be? Like every person that got back to me said the Flyers. Are you in that same boat? Are you not exactly there with this team yet?
I strongly disagree with that as much as I possibly can. I love the Philadelphia Flyers. I love everything I'm seeing with this hockey team right now. I was riding the Flyers quite a bit from a game-to-game standpoint, guys, before the hiatus, when they really got their game going. This is the perfect team to make money with in the NHL, in my opinion, because they don't have that bona fide superstar. They don't have that Sidney Crosby level. Okay, Claude Giroux and Sean Couturier, they're really great players. I don't think anybody views them, guys, as superstar players. But, boy, as a team, they have done a phenomenal job. And you look at their lineup, and it's not just Giroux and Couturier and Konechny. Those are the three big forwards up front that have been scoring and producing offensively for them. But there's other guys that have stepped up. Scott Laughton's done a great job. Nicholas Obey-Kubel playing on a third line has been awesome as of late. Joel Farabee has slid into the top six forward role, you know, and gotten the job done. They bring in Nate Thompson for a little bit of physical punch down the lineup on the fourth line. They're at the point where they're still scoring goals, and James Van Riemsdyk's in Alain Vigneault's doghouse right now. I mean, the guy has been had his minutes restricted because he's just not producing the way he should be for a veteran forward who we know can step up and get the job done, and he's not been doing that lately, and yet the Flyers have still managed to play good hockey. And their blue line, I actually think it's underrated. Believe it or not, I think Ivan Provorov's going to be a great defenseman in this league. Matt Niskanen was a good veteran defenseman to pick up. Travis Sanheim is solid. Shane Gostisbehere had a terrible season last year. I think he's been better this year, gotten his game back to a certain degree. Justin Braun is a playoff veteran. He had many years in the playoffs with San Jose. And, of course, you got to talk about their goaltending. Carter Hart's been awesome. Mm-hmm. He finally looks like the goalie of the future for them. And Brian Elliott's a guy that started, you know, hundreds of games in this league as a backup option in case something were to happen to Carter Hart. Now, I love the Flyers quite a bit. They're going to get tested by Montreal. You do worry about Carey Price, certainly. You do worry that Shea Weber is not only healthy, but looks like he's discovered his form that he had in Nashville for years. He played awesome. Tower of power, pillar of strength on that blue line for Montreal. But I'm not going against Philly in this series. No way, no how.
Okay. We had both 12s win and an 11 out of the eight series that start today. What do you see, a possible upset or two?
Yeah, this one, it's interesting, Paul. I mean, I definitely don't see it with Chicago. Vegas, to me, is just going to be... Think about the fact that Vegas scored 4-plus goals in each round-robin game. They didn't even have the guy known, affectionately known as Patches, you know, on the ice. Max Pacioretty. I mean, and finally, he'll be rejoined. He joined the team in Edmonton last week, and now he'll be playing today against Chicago. And now this team is just absolutely loaded for bear. I mean, their offense has just been rolling. And the discrepancy between these two teams along the blue line is staggering. You know, Edmonton's showed the defensive warts that I was kind of worried about in that series against Chicago. And I'm worried now that they're going to be playing against just a much better blue line. I mean, Shea Theodore, Braden McNabb, Alec Martinez was just such a very good pickup from the LA Kings. Stanley Cup winner, can play in all situations, can play bigger minutes. He's used to it. I mean, it was a great ad for the Golden Knights, and I think his presence on that blue line, it's really going to show for them in this series. And, of course, you can't go wrong in goal, Marc-Andre Fleury and Robin Lehner. Mm-hmm. I think for Vegas, you know, you almost want to go with Lehner at this point, and that's unfortunate, and it's really, really unfortunate, guys, because Marc-Andre Fleury, the moment he lost his game or it went south a little bit, it was right after the passing of his father, and it was really that moment when, you know, his game started to erode and he started to struggle a bit more, and it kind of opened the door for Robin Lehner to get more playing time. But regardless of where Peter DeBoer goes with goaltending, I just think Vegas has a chance to end that series quickly. In that game tonight, Vegas-Chicago, I'm on three different totals bets. You guys mentioned that first period over. Yep, I bet that. Over 6.5 for the full game. Yep, I'm on that as well. And I do like Vegas team total, over 3.5 minus 130. Look, scored 4-plus in each round-robin game. Chicago cannot defend a lick. And I think the Golden Knights definitely, you can find team total 3.5. I thought that was very, very cheap.
Excellent. Very good. Follow the money, Paulie and Mitch Vieson, the Sports Betting Network. Ian Cameron, our guest, contributor, Point Spread Weekly, NHL better. How about anything? Where do you see an upset then? If you see the chalk there, anything on the other series or anything tonight to start with the game ones?
Yeah, I like New York Islanders quite a bit against Washington. This is the Barry Trotz Bowl, you could pretty much say. It's going to be fun to watch, and, you know, I like that coaching angle, really, in this series quite a bit. I mean, who knows the tendencies of TJ Oshie, Alex Ovechkin, Evgeny Kuznetsov, Braden Holtby, and Nett. Who knows it better than the guy that led them to a Stanley Cup a couple years ago? Yeah, Barry Trotz. And I'll tell you what, Barry Trotz is a a class act. He's a good man and a great coach. He's never going to say it publicly. He wants to stick it to ownership. He wants to stick it to management of the Washington Capitals. They blackballed him. They lowballed him on a contract deal following that Stanley Cup season. And he said, you know what? I'm out of here. I'm going to the New York Islanders. I think I deserve more than that for what I've done for this franchise. I brought you your damn first Stanley Cup. Mm-hmm. That's how you're going to treat me? I don't think he liked that one bit. And now he's with the New York Islanders. He has done a remarkable job. When he took the New York Islanders over, you know, they were one of the worst teams in the NHL defensively. I mean, their goals against was pathetic. Their penalty kill was lousy. And Barry Trotz basically fixed that in 2 years. And now they're one of the league's best defensive teams. They've got a solid blue line. And Washington, to me, did not look good in the round robin. Their only win was against a lifeless, lethargic Bruins team. Their defense has got some concerns as well. John Carlson, career year for him. He's had an amazing season for the Capitals on the blue line. He's another one of those blue liners where he chips in a lot of points offensively, great puck mover, power play guy, but also sturdy in his own zone. While he's day-to-day, he may not be ready for game one. You're going to have to see more of Michael Kempney and Jonas Siegenthaler. And I just don't love some of this depth on the blue line for Washington. I think they're not quite as deep back there as they've been in the past. Brendan Dillon, I know a lot of people were excited that they got him from San Jose, but I think he can be a pylon at times. You can come after him with speed, get him turned the other way, and really take it to the net and really beat him to the net. That's a concern for me for Washington. The New York Islanders have something going. I thought they were outstanding against Florida. Now, Florida's a flawed team. I get it. No question. Washington will be a lot tougher. They've got the pedigree. But I think the New York Islanders, it's set up quite well for them to beat the Capitals.
Ian, anything today in the Bruins game against the Hurricanes as they played, of course, last year, rematch, Eastern Conference Finals, or in game one or the series price overall, and how the Bruins looked in these round-robin games compared to what Carolina did? I get it. They took apart the Rangers in three games. Maybe nothing special there, but any thoughts on this game one or the series price at about $1.60 here for Boston?
Yeah, I lean Carolina. I definitely think Carolina's got a really good shot in this series, but I'm not going to set it in stone or chisel that in stone just yet. You got to analyze this from a Bruins standpoint. Like, what are the words that come to mind when I talk about how they played in the round robin? Listless, lifeless, lethargic, lacking energy. You know, all of those words come to mind. They were as bad can be. And Brad Marchand even said it in a great quote the other day. We treated this like an exhibition season. Boy, they certainly played like it, that Boston team. Now, the question becomes, did they play really poorly? Was it more they're just out of sync? They're just not ready to go here? Or were they just playing possum? They're just going to flip some kind of switch here and get it going for the Carolina Hurricanes. Until I see it with my own two eyes, I'm not ready to trust this Boston team just yet. And Carolina, they're definitely a team that is respected by analytics folks, for puck possession, and they have great numbers in that regard, Corsi especially. But the Carolina Hurricanes are a team that really, I think Rod Brind'Amour has done a great job coaching that group. You lose a Brett Pesce and a Dougie Hamilton on your blue line, and to see them shut down the New York Rangers, who were supposed to have all this great offense with Zibanejad and Panarin and Kako, and a Chris Kreider healthy again, and Carolina neutralized them. Mrazek and Reimer, I had questions about them in that series. They answered it. Mrazek was great. Reimer was fantastic in the one game he started, the series clincher. That's a dangerous Carolina team. They got swept by Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals last year, but now they're a year older, a year wiser. Boston's got a year more with question marks, in my opinion. So I'm not trusting Boston until I see it with my own two eyes, that they can flip that switch and show that playoff success they've had in years past. I'm concerned that they can do it. I think Carolina's live, and I like them especially in game one. I think it's going to take Boston at least one game to ramp up that playoff intensity to a level it needs to be at to beat a team the caliber of the Carolina Hurricanes.
Okay, excellent. How about the other rematch to start the day? Columbus and Tampa, embarrassing what happened last year. What's the team total on Columbus of what you're seeing in game one, and what do you think of the Lightning? $1.70 tonight, 5.5 the total, and at William Hill, $2.40 series price.
Yeah, I mean, the Victor Hedman injury has been talked about quite a bit. I thought he was awful, to be honest. Victor Hedman in the round robin games he played, I thought he was unnoticeable. He didn't really do a whole lot for the Tampa Bay Lightning. So he didn't play great, although normally this is a guy you do not want to be without. He plays in all situations, 5-on-5, power play, penalty kill, even strength. By the way, Paul, the total team total on Columbus is 2.5.
That's what I figure. Okay.
Under is minus 170, you know, on the 2.5.
Okay.
So you're going to have to lay some juice with that one if you're going to get in on Columbus team total under 2.5. Look, they're not going to have Hedman, but if you look at this just strictly from situationals only, this can't set up any better for the Tampa Bay Lightning. You have the Columbus Blue Jackets coming off a five-game series with Toronto. It was an emotional roller coaster. Columbus storms back from a three-goal deficit to win game three, and then they blow the three-goal lead in game four and lose in overtime, and then they rally back, show some, you know, gumption, show the ability to respond to adversity, and then they finally put away Toronto in game five. And now you're turning around from a Sunday night game five to first game out of the chute early Tuesday afternoon here for this series against a team that's got this series and this opponent double circled, triple circled, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it, you know, after just the embarrassment and the absolute shellacking they took losing four straight to Columbus last year. I think if Tampa Bay doesn't win game one today, guys, they're in some trouble. Then things get tight. The pressure ratchets up. They start feeling it a little bit. This has to be a spot for Tampa Bay to come out and show something. And it sets up great because it's just such a short turnaround for Columbus after the Toronto series. I laid the puck line around plus 155 with Tampa here in game one. I just think from a spot perspective, it can't stand out any more than this for Tampa Bay. And I'm actually on the over in the game, 5.5. I mean, for in this game, because I think Tampa Bay puts a few by Korpisalo. And I worry about that Columbus defense after the five-game Toronto series win, a tough series, emotional ride. I think they go, they exhale a bit. And when you exhale a bit as a team, that's it shows up more on the defensive end. And I do think Columbus, without Hedman on the ice, will get maybe one or two goals themselves. Tampa Bay will get 4 or 5. I like the over in the game, and I like Tampa Bay laying the 1.5.
Okay, very cool. So those would be two of your best bets, along with what, VGK over 1.5 in the first period, VGK team total over 3.5, the game over 6.5, and then the Isles to beat the Capitals. Yeah, at around what, Ian, plus 130 or so.
Yeah, it was around plus 130 when I bet it. Plus 125s are still out there, Mitch, with the New York Islanders to win that series. And I like Carolina in the series, but especially in game one, because I think for the Bruins, it's going to take them time. You just can't be lifeless for three games and really play it like it's an exhibition round and then all of a sudden be ready to roll and be that locked in for a first game of a playoff series. So I think Carolina is a good game one situational bet as well.
You do a great job with Point Spread Weekly. Great job today. Nice talking to you, Ian. Good luck today and with the bets coming up.
All right, thanks, guys. Take care. Enjoy the next round.
You too. Ian Cameron here on Follow the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Talk to you soon at Babano on Twitter.
A lot of bets from him.
Yeah.
Firing today.
Like that with the very good with totals.
I wonder.
Very good with totals.
Is.
Very good, period.
The Islanders Capital Series, is that going to be too trendy of a dog? Price is coming down. Series now, I saw it one spot at 120, I believe. 125 still available, like he talked about. And that seems to be the one common, like, hey, I'm going to pick a dog. Yep. Give me Trotz in the revenge angle here against the Capitals. I like him, too.
What are you seeing that? That low?
Yeah.
150. I got 150.
Oh, do you really?
Mill, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2.5 minus 170. That's too much. I don't see how Columbus scores. I think the first period will be a little. I like first period under in that. To start the day. But he's right. It's a horrible spot for Columbus. Mm-hmm. Horrible. Grueling five-game series. You play the late game. Now you got the early game today.
Are you with him on VGK getting four goals tonight?
Yeah. Well, they should. They should. If you can put all those, if you can put six past Bennington.
Yeah.
If you can dominate the Blues like that, I mean, that's, come on. They should be able to do what they want against Chicago. He's right. But it's hockey. So we just saw the 12s win. Although now you're taking on the big boys here. What's that other? Like, boy, we'll ask Dennis Bernstein tomorrow. St. Louis, 220 series price.
Yep.
God, that's high.
All right, this part of the show is brought to you by Bet Rivers. This is great. Odds boost, bonus cash, profit boost. Bet Rivers has them all. They give rewards with every bet, and you can get You use your bonuses when you want to use them, not when you they tell you to. It's great. And when you want to use your bonus cash, you don't have to play it through 50 times to convert them into actual real cash. It's a one-time playthrough. Hard to beat. And you have it at Bet Rivers. Plus, Bet Rivers is available now in a lot of different spots. Go check out the app today. Must be 21. Playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, like I was talking about. Up next, I think we need to talk about this future bet that's available on PropSwap right now. Very intriguing coming up. Finally, sports are back in full swing. Get in the action today. And if you're in New Jersey, Iowa, or Indiana, PointsBet is the best sports book for all your favorite sports. See for yourself. They're faster, easier app with the bets, withdrawals, and rewards. As always, PointsBet is offering tons of promotions bettors actually care about, like no juice spreads on all NBA regular season games. Download the PointsBet app today and get started with a 100% deposit match up to $250. Here's what you do. You sign up with the code VSIN250. You deposit $250 to get an extra $250 in bonus bets. That's VSIN 250. $100 minimum deposit. Must be present in Indiana, New Jersey, or Iowa. Must be over 21. Additional terms and conditions apply. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. PointsBet, stay sharp. So how about this now bet that's available on PropSwap? It's good to have it back, huh? Now PropSwap going to be back up. You know, they've been the pandemic for them, though, obviously not easy on them as it wasn't, very easy on anybody. But this ticket that's now available on a five-team future bet to win the championship, the bettor put down $40. The payout, Paul, is $434,000. Three of them are in already. So he bet LSU to win the national championship at 10-1, cha-ching. The Nationals to win the World Series at plus 140. Yep. He bet the Chiefs money line at Denver, minus 166. Those three are all in. He has two left.
Well,
he needs the Rockets to win the NBA championship plus 850. And he has to have the Dallas Stars come through and win the Stanley Cup at 26-1. Now, I wonder if this person made the three bets that are in. I wonder if he actually did separate bets on those tickets, right? Did he have LSU at 10-1 in pocket? Did he bet the Nationals to win the World Series? It was plus 140, so obviously it was late in the season last year when the I don't see a date on the ticket. And then the Chiefs' money line against the Broncos 1 week.
He can't do anything.
No, there's nothing you can do.
He's got a long ways to go. Mm-hmm. He's got a long ways to go. Dallas is a pick 'em in the first round here. Look at that payout. Jeez.
But, again, I like that sportsbooks are now available. I mean, this has been available in faraway places for a while.
That's why I love like Bet Rivers and Bet 365, too. I mean, they let you parlay these props and the other. But I can't believe what Bet Rivers lets you do. I mean, that's why we're so far behind the times out here. I mean, they look at you like you have two heads if you ask to parlay stuff here in Nevada. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can, with the defensive touchdown prop, you can parlay. You can bet what we said earlier with Bet Rivers. You can parlay exact series outcomes. You can also bet to win. How many goals will they win by the total series? You can parlay everything.
Yeah.
As it should be.
Hey, you want to know what else you can bet in the NHL? Not even. I told the person who emailed us, I said, look if you can bet under total games in the series and parlay that.
Yeah.
So you can find like the Flyers under 5.5 or under 6.5 parlayed with Golden Knights under 5.5 or 6.5 with other teams. So if you like him to win, you're going to, you know, I mean, again, this is for parlay betting we're talking about. I know Circa, this is great.
Circa, yes, they allow it. The future,
I'm live on a DeChambeau ticket to win the Masters at 26-1.
Uh-huh.
I bet him with some soccer favorites that came in.
And the soccer already in?
Soccer is already in.
Okay.
So he's the one that has to get there yet. So it's 26-1 on that ticket. On the app, they only let you bet up to $100. That's
It's like Spenny Mac. When we discovered Spenny Mac, Alabama to win the title, was it Sergio to win the Masters,
yeah,
with the
right.
Patriots to win the Super, whatever it was?
Mm-hmm.
It paid like $90,000, whatever.
And then with the cash out option.
Yeah, that's another, yes.
I think it's great. I was betting at Circa this past week. I actually bet some guys to win the PGA Championship. Well, the best one I had was Koepka, along with the Clippers to win the NBA title. I paid 50-1. And again, only $100 allowed on the app. I think I put 80 on that to win 4,000. But if Koepka's there on the final day with Morikawa, I can actually start doing stuff with that at that point if he doesn't fall on his face late in the tournament.
The celebration, if we get Bet Rivers or DraftKings here, the celebration, the party we would have, oh, whole new world. Yeah, I'd like to bet Turner at a home run and the Nats to win a game. You got it.
Sure.
Not a problem.
Offered on every single Major League Baseball game.
Yeah.
How about
something
as simple as the first round leader at a golf tournament?
I mean, here, it was a pain in the ass just to get the places to put first period hockey up. It's like, what? They're laughing at you on the East Coast.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you talking about?
Give me
Soto at a home run and the Nats to win a game. You got it. No problem. Whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Let me parlay exact series outcomes. Three, four of them. Okay. William Hill's very good with that. Golf matchups and series prices and everything, too. But
they'll let you parlay division prices here.
Yeah.
I like that option as well. Mike Palm has been betting the first period totals in hockey playoffs for a long time. A lot of years for him.
Yeah.
Today's Major League Baseball card is coming up next year. We'll break it down from a betting perspective. I love a scheduled starter going today. His numbers are pretty misleading. That's coming up. From the Indeed.com studio, find the high impact hire your business needs at Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact for more information. You know what? I do have an idea for that bettor who has three titles in on that 5-way ticket on the parlay that's on PropSwap right now. Can he go to Circa and parlay the Rockets no to the Stars no to win the title?
Is that available?
They don't have the basketball prices up as of right now, but I'm on the app.
They usually do.
I'm trying to parlay with a similar price. I put in the Ravens, minus $12. It would be a little bit higher than that on the Rockets. And the Stars, minus $30 to win the Cup. It's early in the morning here. I don't know what – it doesn't say anything on the take back or anything. But that's maybe an option for them. You know what? Derek Stevens in studio coming up in a half an hour.
Okay.
We can ask him.
Okay. Is the option. Yeah, good thinking.
I'll take a percentage of that.
Good thinking. What would you take for that? I wouldn't offer the guy $2,000 for that thing. I mean, that's.
We had people say, I saw the prop swap on the comments. I went out 50 cents.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it pays a lot. It's fun to look at.
Yeah, right.
It's, yeah. Stranger things have happened, but he's got a long ways to go.
Oh, he does.
He's got a long ways to go before it's even a discussion, before he'll even get a sniff.
Yeah. I mean, if that's still available in 3 weeks, we can revisit, but that's actually kind of unlikely.
You going to put your Tigers ticket up there? Huh? You feeling pretty good?
Okay. All right, thanks.
I'm going to ask Derek about that.
Thanks.
What? It's a joke.
Here comes a 1-9 stretch coming up.
It's a joke. Come on.
I know. Hey.
What'd you get, 200-1?
Yeah, 200-1 to win the division.
Game back?
Half game, I think.
Half game?
Hold on.
Kid can dream. 40 games left. By the way, you got the...
I'm going to knock your socks off in a second.
Calm down. I'll do it to Derek, too.
Half game back.
Good. I hate everybody. How about what... where is it? You got... 165? Sorry. You got to tell the Cardinals, beat it. We'll see you in 2021. I mean, this guy's right. The Cardinal tweet?
Cardinals.
165? About the Major League Baseball is just going to have to... Yeah, we'll see you. I wonder how close we are to MLB telling the Cardinals we'll see you in 2021 and restructuring the schedule. The whole series was canceled again now.
I know.
They can't fit all these games in.
At some point,
there's just no way. They're going to have to tell them that's it. You can't do it. And now you see Clevenger goes rogue. Well, come on.
Hey, did you hear about that background story to that?
Which, Clevenger?
So Clevenger.
After what happened with Plesac.
He takes Plesac back. He has his back. Not that big of a deal. Hold on. Give the guy the benefit of the doubt. Then they find out he was partying with Plesac. I think they were in Chicago. Yeah. On Saturday night. Oh, sorry. You caught me. Red-handed.
What are you going to do? What are these guys thinking? I was wrong. We thought the NBA would have a problem. Nothing.
Nope.
Nothing. NHL clean. NBA, no issues. I mean, these guys are acting like bozos in Major League Baseball.
I know.
They just wiped out 20 guys with the Marlins. The Cardinals can't get a game in. And you're out gallivanting all around town. God knows doing what. I mean, take it seriously. Now they might look at a bubble for the playoffs. I mean, I mean, if you want to get the season in. I will say this. You want to rip them, fine. Good for Manfred to call out the players. He's right.
I would agree.
They're the ones that are screwing this up.
You have to go out and party after.
Come on, guys.
What's it like? What's nightlife like right now across the country?
That too. Good point. I'm asking you for 6 weeks. 6 weeks. I'm all asking. I mean, no one else has got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
6 weeks. Behave.
Are you ready for this? Have you seen what Charlie Blackman is doing right now?
440.
He is hitting 484.
No.
Yeah. I went to go look at his MVP prices 2 days ago.
Oh, boy. Jeff Sherman's going to have to send out his resume. they pounded that.
I hope to God he doesn't go 2 for 21 coming up now.
Charlie Blackman's hitting 480?
484 as of this second right now. And they have that prop at the Westgate they posted. They only took yes bets on that. Will somebody hit 400?
Yep.
My God, please make a deep run on this. That would be fun.
Boy, but John Gray had something last night.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was great, huh?
He was terrible.
Blackman is down to like 8-1 to win the MVP. I saw some people grab him like a 50, 60, 65-1. Shop around.
Good
Maybe
info.
Your book fell asleep.
Yes.
He's 484 right now. Crazy.
Good info. And they're off to a great start. Gray had nothing. They got beat. That line was funny. Why were they such a short price against Ray, who's had nothing? The other one, too. Why were the A's such a short price? 9 in a row playing the last place Angels. Well, let me know when remind me when the next time the throw in Samoan goes again. Came into the game with 0-2 with an ERA of 8, and he got lit up again.
Right away.
Trout goes deep. That was
twice.
Three. Yep.
He has 7 now.
Dude. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I know. He hit the one in the eighth. Now, that was 3-3 in the second inning, and then the A's blew a big lead. I should have bet the ass. Why is Max Scherzer only $1.40? Is Porcello going to do it again? You know, maybe the hammy gives him issues, but the Nats are done. How about the Mets? I mean, Stroman opts out now, too. Oh, God. Meet the mess, greet the mess. Nats $1.40. Your Tigers are taking on the White Sox again. That's a good matchup. And Lester and the Cubbies. Lester's going against the Indians. Indians first 500. How good has Lester been this year?
Yeah, only
those
a couple
are the games
starts.
That stick out to me today. Lester's been so good so far.
Yeah. 0.82 ERA on the season. The BABIP's going to correct itself. Batting average of balls in play, it's 0.91 right now. That'll come back a little bit. I will give you this, too. One of their rivals in the NL Central, Castillo, goes today. Talk about a guy's numbers who are misleading.
Mm-hmm.
3 starts on the year, 17 innings pitched. His ERA is 4.76, but the FIP is 1.73. Paulie, balls batted in play, 4.15 against this guy.
Oh, God.
So everything that makes contact, it's dropping,
but
his hard hit rate is only 31%. He's only allowed 1 home run. He's only walked 6. So those numbers, 4.15, that actually came down. I think he was around 4.80 or 4.85 before his last start.
Good info. That's Cy Young going for Detroit. That's Tyler Alexander.
Oh, yeah.
Led all the strikeouts against Gio Gonzalez, who's hounds breakfast. The other one, Toronto's playing in Buffalo. We'll get a look at Buffalo. You get any intel on that? Sean Harness sent some stuff over about that ballpark and how it'll play.
Right.
It's Ryu going for the Jays, and it's 8.5 in Buffalo.
Well, evidently, it's according to Sean, historically, at that level of baseball, I think he said it holds 20,000, by the way, which seems awfully high, but whatever. They play a lot of low-scoring games. In that league, at that park, it's a very pitcher-friendly ballpark. He talked about, I think it was Bichette, whose career OPS is like 100 points lower playing at that park. Compared to other spots that he's been. So with Ryu on the mound, finally had a good start his last time out. By the way, that was in Atlanta. Good offense, right? Tough lineup. and he finally maybe found his groove, taking on another National League team where he was in last year. Maybe he starts to warm up a little bit. But it's a full card.
Yeah, good late games. Good late schedule again.
Yeah.
Nice win by the Padres last night. They beat the Dodgers and Jindergaard 2-1. And Stripling's $1.75 tonight. And Bundy. Bundy's favorite.
Very good.
Against the A's.
I think he's $1.04.
Yeah.
Something in. Yeah.
How about that?
Jeff Sherman next. We'll talk. Well, someone should go over with him. I want to know if there's no college football at the Westgate, how big that's going to impact the entire season coming up. Manscaped.com has the tools for your family jewels, and you can get 20% off plus free shipping with the code VEASAN20 at Manscaped.com. That's 20% off at Manscaped.com with the promo code VEASAN20. Jeff Sherman joins the program now, as he does every Tuesday at this time, VP Risk Management over at the Westgate Superbook. Good morning, pal. Thanks for the time, as always. You told us to bet Colin Morikawa during the restart. You love this kid. He's been absolutely fantastic. Did you bet him for the wrong major, though? What is this about what you're holding on the Masters?
Well, yeah, because most places have the Masters up ahead of time. So, when he started at the Colonial and almost won, which I had a ticket on him at 45-1 when he missed that putt on 18 and lost in the playoff, I bet him at 80-1 for the Masters. So the PGA odds in Las Vegas weren't available at the time. So after the adjustments were made and a lot of places came out, I didn't get invested in him at 30-1. I thought that was short for his first major. He did get a lot of support. He was break even for us here, but I needed myself more than 30-1 to get behind him in a field like that.
Well, I think we can all kiss 30-1's goodbye for him, though, for good.
Yeah. That's what I made my adjustments for the U.S. Open for the Masters, and he's 20-1. So he's right outside those guys in the teens, and he should be there to stay.
I mean, right now, he is the best golfer on the tournament, though, right? Not in the entire field.
Not power-rated-wise. I mean, you're still going to have Justin Thomas and Rahm. Those guys will be favored over Morikawa. He's right there, and he's getting the betting support, so it's not going to be far for him to catch up to those guys.
How was this weekend and Sunday, also with the in-play, with six guys tied on the back nine?
Yeah, that was our best in-play handle we've had since a restart, obviously with the major, but it was fantastic all the way throughout. And now you had that extra shelf life being on the West Coast, all the way till 6 p.m. So I was very well received, and that's one thing we did come out ahead on was the in-play.
Okay, good point. I thought it was encouraging for Tiger, don't you, how he played on Sunday? Because he has to get on a regular schedule here, and it was cold that he was lucky to make the cut, and then he played well on Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday, yes, but overall, I mean, he's got a long way to go. I mean, he got that win at the Masters last year, and I still believe that's the only major he has a real shot at. The other ones, there's just too many variables going against him, and, there's just the talent pool in golf. It keeps getting better and better, and you have someone like Morikawa winning at such a young age, and these other guys like Victor Hovland, Matthew Wolf flirting. It's just getting tougher for someone like Tiger to win. So, you got the Masters has a limited field, less than 100 golfers on the same course. I really believe if he's going to win another major, it's going to be that, not any other one.
Okay. Very good. Who do you like this week at the Wyndham?
I'm taking it very light this week. I mean, the one guy when I was doing my numbers I was looking at was Harris English, but then his odds on the market came out really, really low. And to me, it's almost like what I thought of Morikawa last week. It's unbettable. He's in the 25-1 range. And, you know, I thought maybe 40-1 at first and then kept going, and I lowered him to 30. And, you know, now he's dipped to 25, but he really fits his course and with his form that he's coming in. So the only one that I got invested in a little bit longer down the board is Harold Varner the third. I thought he's been playing well. He's had some up and downs, but you know, he's from the area over there. And I think that, you know, he could go well, but I'm doing very light this week and looking forward to the playoffs next week.
Jeff, did any sports see a dip in handle this last week with everything going on at the same exact time?
You know, all the major sports have just been, they've been progressing nicely. We haven't had dips around there. The only things we've seen dips on are like the Asian baseball, South Korea and Japan. You know, people have gone away from those, and Major League Baseball is full force. And, you know, we made that change this year about not having listed pitchers. And I thought there might've been some people that, you know, didn't want to get involved in that aspect, but we haven't had any negative reaction from that whatsoever. I mean, our handle's been through the roof, and every other sport the same. UFC still strong. The golf, I mean, the golf's regressed a little bit from where we were before all the sports returned, but it's still at least twice what we were doing before the stoppage of play. So, I mean, everything's going at an incredible rate.
All right, NBA expert, how concerned are you about the Lakers 1-6 ATS in the bubble, and what would you make the series price, Lakers-Blazers?
Well, I have my concerns about him, and I thought from the day that Avery Bradley said he wasn't going to go, you know, he was a starting guard for them that would guard the other team's best offensive player on the perimeter. So that's going to hurt from that standpoint and change the rotation. And, you know, I know I'm not putting too much stock in these games because once the Lakers beat the Clippers, they pretty much locked in the one seed. And then Frank Vogel's been tinkering with lineups, so you've seen different lineups out there. But there's definitely some concern. I don't think they're as overwhelming as a favorite as we saw during the regular season. And if they were to play a team like Portland in the first round, you know, theoretically with the neutral, you would have the same spread throughout, obviously make adjustments based on what happened in the previous game, but not the home court dichotomy where you're adjusting the number. So an average number for that series, we'd have about Lakers 5.5. And that series price, when you do the math, works out to about a 450 favorite on the Lakers.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Sounds about right. Okay. How about Toronto and the Nets and Orlando and Milwaukee, which are already set?
Well, if you're looking for the favorite, I don't think anyone's going to like that because our numbers come out to Toronto about $50 favorite with 15-1 on Brooklyn, and Milwaukee about a $200 favorite with plus $40 on the Magic. So it's, we might be taking some parlays on the favorite, and that's about it.
Okay. Jeez. Oh, my God.
We're talking wow. Golden State territory now, aren't we?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you just look at the bottom of the East and what those teams have, and I mean, they just if they win a game, they'll do well for themselves. So, I mean, the spreads are going to be double digits in each of those games.
Okay. This is not set, but I was curious because they really give them problems. What would – and it could happen, though. What's Heat Pacers, hypothetical?
We would have that Miami about a 250 favorite and plus 210 on Indiana. And it just comes out that way about Miami being about a 4-point favorite on average.
Okay. And how much have you downgraded Philly based on the lack of chemistry, Simmons out for the year, and how they played in the bubble?
Well, I think that, you know, they should have everyone but Simmons when they get to the playoff portion. But to me, it's decent. It's about a 3 to 4 point because he's our quarterback, and taking him off that team.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we've talked for a year that we're not sold on what Brett Brown's doing with that team and makes questionable decisions. And when you take someone like Simmons off the team, they're just in that much more of a position, especially from a betting standpoint, that people aren't going to be looking to bet on him. They're going to be looking to fade him. So there's going to be a decent adjustment. And I wouldn't expect them to go far at all minus Simmons.
Jeff, correct me if I'm wrong on this with the future numbers that you have on the board right now, but you, I think, have dropped the Lakers down a little bit at plus 275 right now. Clippers are 3-1. I think recently Clippers were in that 325, maybe 350 range, and the Lakers were, you know, maybe sub $2. If we were not, you know, a 4-hour drive from Los Angeles or a 40-minute flight from that city with so many Laker fans, you know, coming to town but also living here, what do you think the true number would actually be? Because the Clippers are a better team than the Lakers.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, we were talking yesterday about how we power rate these teams. And We would have the Clippers about a 2-point favorite against the Lakers, the Bucks a 1-point favorite against the Lakers. So the Lakers are third in the pecking order relative to that. I would have the Lakers at least 5-1, and right now we have them short of 3-1, and it's because they keep getting betting support. Just the last week, we're at plus 225 and taking bets on them at that. But, you know, we did ease them back up, and they're our largest liability among the contenders there. We do very well with Milwaukee, the Clippers, but the Clippers right now, when they're healthy and they have that whole team together, which they haven't had all season and they haven't had in the bubble, but we expect them to next week when they get to the playoffs. They're the number one rated team easily.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Last thing for you. How concerned overall, how worried are you and the fellas behind the glass there at the Westgate Superbook about the possibility of getting no college football this year? And if we don't, then what does that mean overall to the ding that you're going to take with the handle? And then, you know, once these other major sports eventually finish and we have a championship, assuming that we do in the NHL and the NBA, and we're still talking about early to mid-October, like then what, along with the NFL?
Yeah, no, we're very concerned about it. I mean, hopefully some of these conferences will go forward and not everybody shut it down together. It would definitely be a big thing. And the one thing that would help a little bit would be the Saturday games in the NFL, because there'd be more concentrated money on those. And I think we'd still do the same handle on the Sunday, because there'd be less and it'd be spread out the same, but it would be a huge hit. And the other thing that needs to be talked about too, along with college football, is if there is no college basketball, then you're talking, like you mentioned, NBA, NHL ends in October. They're not going to restart until December. That entire month of November, we have the Masters, but then if you just have the NFL, you're talking on a nightly basis. There's no baseball, basketball, hockey, college basketball. There's nothing to bet on a daily basis until the weekend. So that would be a really big blow during November.
We discussed this earlier, and you know, bettors will get this. I think a lot of just like casual fans will never, you know, I heard some national media yesterday ripping on lower leagues like the Mountain West and oh, who needs them anyway? I mean, it's just completely silly to say that, but those West Coast games out here, the night games, we're talking, you know, 6 o'clock, maybe 7:30, whatever. Then specifically the Hawaii game, we have like a minute left here, so sorry about that. But that's a huge, that's a gigantic loss for the city if we don't get it.
There's no doubt. I mean, sometimes people don't realize that something like the Hawaii game, that, you know, we'll have that as large a decision as Alabama game in the morning with parlays going to it and people trying to get out from maybe losing some earlier in the day. But, you know, we do very well handle on those late games, the 7:30, the 9 o'clock game. So not to have that opportunity, even if the other ones went forward, that would be a big blow for us.
That's a great answer. To put it into perspective like that, the Hawaii handle can match an Alabama football game. Wow.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it just depends what time of day it is and how the day went for the bettors. So it's just, it's all contingent upon the entire slate.
You can follow Jeff on Twitter. He is at Golf Odds. Excellent appearance, my friend. Have a good week. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, you guys, too.
Yep, take care. Up next, Derek Stevens is going to join us in studio, the owner of The D, the Golden Gate, and Circa Las Vegas. A lot to go over with him. He's in studio for a full 60 minutes. We want to talk about survivor strategy, because this is such a great contest they're posting now for the first time ever, well, anywhere here in Las Vegas, but at their book. What are some of the strategies for a big survivor contest like this? We'll go over it with Derek coming up next.